This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Rainbow Report. Today we're looking at various kinds of success. What is success? Well, a while back we've said a vote, any vote on marriage equality in our national parliament would count as a success, even if paradoxically it failed to pass first time. But now, conscience vote on gay marriage, a success or a failure, a roadblock or a stepping stone, an end or a beginning? Does it have to be this way? Let me know what you think. SMS 0427 569 949, or email onair@joy.org.au, or use your smartphone app to let us know. Conscience vote, yes or no? We'll be putting that question to ACT Deputy Chief Minister Andrew Barr. He's the leader of Rainbow Labour and bringing the motion in at conference. What are the chances of getting a binding vote instead? And what the ACT plans for marriage? Now, let's be honest, any success is hard to achieve. The so-called LGBTIQ, however many letters you want, community can be a fractious place, with everyone sniping at everyone else and seemingly unable to put aside differences and work for common goals. When I was membership secretary for Australian Mensa, the other officers warned me it would be like herding cats, but that was nothing compared to this place. But from time to time, a story comes along that shows we can get together, and when we do, we can make a difference. A couple of weeks back, I told you the story of Tiffany Jones, the young PhD student who was invited to Rio to tell UNESCO all about her research into homophobic bullying, but she couldn't afford the fare. I asked if you could help. She'll be joining us to tell us the inspiring story of what happened next. Finally, after a long and exhausting battle, the USA got rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but that success has turned out to be a beginning rather than an end, as same-sex spouses and transgender servicemen and women are now looking for recognition too. Our Washington correspondent Harley Dennett has that story. And last but not least, 'tis the season to be jolly and all that stuff, if you can believe all the tatty investing the shops and the malls and the caroling earworms destroying your brains. But on the bright side, it means we can start gearing up for what I like to think of as the gay Christmas, Pride and Midsummer. Pride March Street Fair is first cab off the rank, and Pride March Victoria President Brett Hayhoe is here to tell us all about that and other issues arising, and about his travels on behalf of Interpride. And he's also going to stay for the whole show and be my co-host for the day. So welcome, Brett.
Thank you, Doug.
It's nice to have your dulcet tones back again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be in the Joy studio.
Lovely. And you two can join in, of course, sending your questions now for any of my guests. Well, here's an interesting SMS to kick off the show that's just come in from Pam and friends in Melbourne. Obama, his authoritative but calming manner is an inspiration to GLBTIQ leaders everywhere. The gift of grace and intelligence is a very special gift to have. He's a gorgeous man. After all, any man that can make Julie Bishop become seduced by his charm has to be wonderful. Seduced by? Are you seduced by Obama's charm, Brett Hayhoe?
Oh, I think President Obama's charm is very much an example of what America did when they elected that man. One of the greatest things the United States of America did was elect a man who was going to put America back in a good light.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the world.
I mean, he speaks a good speech, but does he follow through?
Look, there's very much the jury is out on that. A lot of Americans are very divided in relation to the efficacy of the Obama administration. Whether or not he gets a second term, goodness knows. There is quite a groundswell against the man.
Mm.
But I think the good work that he has already done, I'd like to see him continue to see what he can do in the next 4 years.
Certainly very interesting. And he certainly seems to have an amazing effect on all these political women. I mean, in between the two meetings, the Governor General had to go and change her dress. The last woman who had to change her dress after meeting a president was Monica Lewinsky. And then when Julia Gillard was doing her introduction to Obama, her voice was quavering. She sounded like she was going to break into tears any minute. So obviously...
Like most of the Australian people, every time she speaks.
Yes, but not those kind of tears. It was obviously quite a moist time in Canberra while Obama was there, I must say. Anyway, to go on to where you've been travelling around the world for Interpride, haven't you, Brad?
Indeed, I have. Interpride being the international organisation of Pride organisers. We're a worldwide organisation, so we only ever get to meet twice face-to-face, a mid-year meeting in April and the annual general meeting and world conference in October. This year it was in Brussels, in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers were down. We had about 138 members. We normally have well in excess of 300 members at an AGM.
That's a big number.
But Europe is very expensive for everyone to get to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. However, that 138 people still represented over 10.5 million LGBT people around the world through those prides.
Yeah.
The conference, of course, there's two parts of it. There's the annual general meeting, which is the business side of it, electing office bearers, et cetera, et cetera. And then the World Conference, which is a whole bunch of streams for people to, particularly younger prides, to learn how to do marketing, learn about prides in stressful sort of situations, like our good friends in St. Petersburg at the moment in Russia.
It's a bit of a fraught situation in Eastern Europe generally for Pride, isn't it? I mean, you're making progress.
Well, there is.
Bit by bit.
Unfortunately, every time we make a step forward, we end up doing at least a half step back.
Particularly in Russia.
Well, Eastern Europe is an issue. Most of the rest of the world, is sort of embracing equality and human rights. And of course, the people on the ground have to continually remind these people of treaties that they have signed, and there are international treaties that these people sign and are clearly in breach of them every time they ban a pride or arrest a homosexual male, female, a transgender person. They don't necessarily discriminate, by the way. They hate all the LGBT and I's. It's not just the G's or the B's or the L's.
Yes, and that's a particular problem in Russia, isn't it? Because the courts don't seem to be terribly effective there.
From past experience, the courts have certainly overturned governmental decisions and said...
And then the government goes and ignores it.
Well, exactly. They've said, you are in breach of our international laws, you're in breach of our laws, and the government says, yeah, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah,
and see if we care.
Yes, that makes it an awkward situation to deal with. What about China? Because we've seen kind of, again, steps forward and steps back in China, haven't we? Have you got any representation in China yet?
We don't have anybody. The closest to China that we have representation from is Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And
Taiwan.
And of course, anybody who travels a lot will understand that Hong Kongese certainly don't consider themselves as mainland Chinese, even though they are. I think it'll be a long time before we see any form of real equality in China, but we can always hope, And it brings me back to what I've always said about every pride around the world, and people have to understand this, is that regardless of the rights that we enjoy in our own city or our own country, every time we march in a pride march, we are showing people all around the world that it is not okay to treat our people as second-class citizens. Visibility is a very, very powerful tool.
Mm. And that brings us to Pride March in Victoria and in Melbourne.
Now, yes, our next event is the Pride March Street Fair.
Now, what's the street fair for?
Okay.
Because this is relatively new, isn't it?
We did it last year for the first time.
Yes.
People would remember that many, many years ago, Tom and the Peel did a Peel Street Fair.
Mm-hmm.
We answered a call from the city of Yarra to do more diverse activities in the city of Yarra, particularly in relation to the LGBT community. And so last year was our first Peel Street Pride Fair. We've now changed the name this year to the Pride March Street Fair. Situation is the same. We have non-stop entertainment from 2 till 8. We have marquees along Peel Street selling wares and showing people what's available in the LGBT community. We have food. You can bring your own alcohol along in the street as well. And the Peel will be open from 2 p.m., so you can have a drink inside at the Peel as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, the Pride March Street Fair is basically a lot of fun, and it's a way for Pride March to connect with the people in the North Side. Pride March is Pride March Victoria, not Pride March St Kilda
or so, Melbourne or whatever.
And, of course, to create a synergy between the north side and the south side, it's also the Pride March Street Fair where we vote on and crown the King and Queen of Pride, who then, of course, get paraded down Fitzroy Street at Pride March on the 5th of February next year. As the King and Queen for that year.
It's like the Mumba-ish touch.
Well, yes, it's a little Mumba-ish really, isn't it?
Well, okay, well, the best of luck with that.
Thank you, Doug.
And as I say, do stay with us.
Absolutely.
As we go on through the rest of the show. Now, coming up next, we're going to be talking to Harley Dennett in Washington on why Don't Ask, Don't Tell ending wasn't an ending, but a beginning.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.